where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. This is Blackburn Radio News, Sarnia.
With the number of confirmed COVID-19 cases continuing to grow every day, the Ontario government is issuing further restrictions and extending its state of emergency. Last evening, the province announced that the state of emergency and all of its orders currently in effect will be extended until April 13th. On top of that, the province has ordered the closure of all outdoor recreational amenities, such as sports fields, playgrounds, beaches, skateboard parks, picnic areas, and park shelters, effective immediately. Lambton County's warden encouraging everyone to do their part to flatten the curve. Bill Weber says a video message he released over the weekend asking people to follow the advice from health experts and stay home has been viewed thousands of times. Weber says it's going to take a lot longer to overcome the pandemic if we don't follow the rules. Four of six access roads into Kettle and Stony Point First Nation have been closed to try to limit the number of visitors due to COVID-19. The community is now only accessible at the intersections of Indian Lane and West Ipperwash Road and at Lennon Road and Center Road. There's also health screening taking place at those intersections. At midnight tonight, cannabis and tobacco-related shops at Umjanung First Nation will be closing. The band office says only essential services will remain open, including gas stations and takeout food. Bill Morneau is expected to update Canadians today on the inner workings of the federal government's new wage subsidy program. The federal finance minister will make the details of the 75% wage subsidy clearer for Canadian workers and employers, as well as how much the program will cost. And according to a recent poll, most Canadians are abiding by COVID-19 rules and say they back the idea of fines or jail time for transgressors. 77% said they'd even agree to quarantining an entire city if necessary. Mainly cloudy today, slight chance of drizzle or showers, a high of 8 or 46. For tonight, mainly cloudy with the chance of showers, fog patches developing as well, a low of 2 or 36. And a mix of sun and cloud tomorrow, slight chance of showers in the morning, a high of 10 or 50.
Find us on the World Wide Web at blackburnnews.com/sarnia.